At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
Yes. He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today with APRs as low as 0%. Tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event. Happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotapoway.com in the heart of San Diego. Aztecs basketball, we haven't had the opportunity to talk too much about yet. They had an exhibition game against UCLA. They lost by 7 in that particular contest. Again, exhibition game, getting work in, jumped out to a rough start and then roared all the way back in that particular contest. They will be taking on San Diego tomorrow. USD versus San Diego State tomorrow at Viejas Arena at 7 o'clock in another exhibition game. And then a week from today, on November 4th, it is time for Aztec Hoops. As San Diego State will take on Long Beach State at Viejas Arena to get the 2025-2026 basketball season underway. Aztecs basketball is loaded with talent. Absolutely loaded with talent. We've talked about this before. A lot of returning players. Guys like Magoon Gwath coming back, who's still, you know, battling some injuries and it hasn't been officially cleared yet. Guys like Farrell Compton is back. Miles Byrd. Reese Dixon Waters, who missed all of last season with an injury, is back. The team got reloaded in the transfer portal, did a great job in recruiting the freshmen, and are going to have a great season. The fact that they're not ranked to start the season is a joke. Total joke. But you look at their schedule to start the year, and again, they got a couple of games early that are against opponents they should be able to handle, Long Beach State, Idaho State, and Troy. And then they get to the Players Era Festival where they take on Michigan and Oregon and another potential Power Four team.
And then later on, again, they're mixing in Utah Valley, Lamar. They get some conference play in there with Air Force, and then they got to go to Arizona to take on the Wildcats. They get to play in Phoenix. It's basically a home game for Arizona anyway. But it should be a fun year with Aztec basketball. And we'll talk more about Aztec basketball as the next couple of weeks continue to come about and we start Aztec hoop season. But right now for San Diego State, things are going well for the Aztecs in all of their athletics. Football team off to a great start to the season, trying to finish up strong and potentially play for a Mountain West championship game. They're right there knocking on the door of a college football playoff spot. We got the news yesterday, and here's the deal. Steven Strasburg's got to be joining Gwynn and Chris later on today. I think at 2:40, if I'm not mistaken. But he returns to the Mesa. He's going to be back part of the baseball staff. San Diego State legend Steven Strasburg officially returning to Aztecs baseball in a meaningful way. Former MLB star and 2019 World Series MVP has accepted a position as special assistant to new head coach Kevin Vance, furthering his deep connection to the university where his baseball journey first took off. It's going to be great to see him on the Mesa for Aztec baseball. And we're working on right now trying to get a hold of David Velasquez, assistant head coach or assistant coach that was going to join us today, talking Aztec basketball. But overall, I look at the way that this Aztec season might come about, and I'm excited for Aztec basketball. I mean, they took home almost every award during the preseason when they did the media days, the Mountain West Conference media days. This might be one of the most anticipated Aztec basketball seasons in the last handful of years, aside from probably the year that Kawhi was playing. But you look at some of the preseason awards that the Aztecs got for the Mountain West. San Diego State, third program in Mountain West history to be the unanimous preseason selection to win the league. And Miles Byrd, Reese Dixon Waters, Magoon Gwath, and LZ Harrington received individual preseason honors. In its final year competing in the Mountain West Conference, San Diego State men's basketball team predicted to be crowned the 2025-2026 league champion in the annual preseason poll, which was announced last Thursday ahead of the start of the league's media day, where they're at Resorts World Las Vegas. Miles Byrd, freshman LZ Harrington, both guards have been tabbed as preseason player of the year and preseason freshman of the year, respectively. Senior guard Reese Dixon Waters and sophomore forward Magoon Gwath, along with Miles Byrd, earned inclusion on the 10-player preseason All-Mountain West team. Scarlet and Black, 312 points and all 26 first-place votes from media members who regularly cover the conference to finish in front of Utah State and its 275 points. Boise State was predicted to finish in third place in this year's poll. Broncos picked up 260 points to finish ahead of fourth place Grand Canyon, who's now in the league for the first time. Aztecs will join Utah, and Utah State is the only program to be unanimously selected to win the conference in its preseason poll. Utah picked up all 28 first place votes in the league's initial season in 1999 to 2000, while Utah State garnered each of the 17 available votes in the 2019-2020 season. San Diego State predicted to win the league for the 11th time overall, including the fourth time in the last six seasons, and 9 of the 10 previous times the Aztecs were projected to win the league. The team advanced to the postseason, 7 NCAA tournaments, 2 NIT appearances. Aztecs have been predicted to finish either first or second in the Mountain West preseason poll in 10 of the last 11 years. It also is the 16th time in the 27 seasons the Mountain West has been in existence that San Diego State has been picked first or second in the preseason poll. Additionally, those 16 times have occurred in the last 21 years. Aztecs basketball back in full force. Another exhibition game tomorrow, as mentioned before, as they will take on the University of San Diego. And then next week, we are doing it for real as we have a highly anticipated Aztecs basketball season. And joining us now on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline, David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with the crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Joining us is the assistant basketball coach and a longtime assistant here at San Diego State, David Velasquez. David, what's going on? How's your Tuesday going?
Doing great. We are excited to get out there and learn from the mistakes we made against UCLA and build on some of the stuff we did really well and get to play University of San Diego tomorrow night in Viejas Arena.
It's going to be it's a very anticipated season, obviously. You guys have won a lot of preseason awards, picked to win the conference. Obviously, a lot of expectations with the team. With that comes a target on your back. I mean, how's this preparation been for the season, and how excited are you guys to not only get after it again tomorrow, but start the season next Tuesday?
Yeah, we are excited. You know, we've worked really hard this entire offseason preparing for this season. You know, we know that, you know, at San Diego State, whether it's this year, last year, or any year, you're always going to have a bullseye on your back. And, you know, the way we prepare every single day in the summer, every day in the offseason, that's what creates success. And we've been fortunate to have a lot, and we want to have the continued success, and we want to win more than we had last year. You know, our goal every year is to win the Mountain West. So if we don't feel that confetti falling us in Viejas in March, then we don't, in our opinion, we didn't have a great season. But our expectations behind closed doors are never going to be any higher than if anybody else gave us them.
This season, they finally allowed in college basketball for some of these exhibition games to have people in attendance. You guys got to experience that against UCLA a couple of Fridays ago. You'll get to do that again tomorrow against the University of San Diego. I mean, in your 24 seasons at San Diego State, how cool is it that people actually get to come and watch some of these exhibitions instead of the closed-door secret scrimmages?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a gift and a curse for a coach, to be honest
right.
with you. You know, it's obviously still early. You can see there's a lot of kinks we need to get fixed, against UCLA, but it's good. You know, I think it's good for our fans, but also our players, because people don't realize when you're actually playing in a crowd that we have, and we're very lucky to have the great crowds we have, it takes people time to get used to that crowd. And even though it's your home crowd, there's still a level of that you kind of rush yourself a little bit. It's hard to kind of calm yourself down. Now we have the chance. Now we had a great crowd against UCLA. I know we'll have another good crowd tomorrow night. And it's just it really does set you up for an early, you know, a part of your season that you're not used to having. Because if you play in front of no fans and then the first time you run out there, there's 12,000 people, it's a little different. But it's been good.
We're talking with assistant basketball coach of San Diego State, David Velasquez, as we get ready for Aztec basketball next Tuesday. Another exhibition game tomorrow against the University of San Diego at 7 o'clock at Viejas Arena. David, let's talk about this roster. It's a loaded roster. Obviously, you got some continuity coming back with Magoon Gwath, obviously, as well as Miles Byrd, two players that I think a lot of fans thought might leave in the transfer portal. Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, what does it say about your guys' program that you've been a part of now for 24 seasons? That in this day of college athletics, you got kids that, you know, enter the portal but want to come back to what a great program this is at San Diego State.
Yeah, I think it speaks to the tradition that we have, the culture we have, and, you know, we've been fortunate to be here this long. I think, you know, our guys, when they get to be a part of this, I think the one thing it shows is that they, one, love being here. That's the number one thing, and they, you know, they take pride in being at San Diego State and being an Aztec, and I think they, you know, we've done a really good job of holding them accountable, but at the same time, trying to help them grow as young men on and off the floor. And, you know, it speaks volumes about our program that, you know, we were able to have so much retainment, especially with those two, obviously, that, you know, kind of the two guys that circled underlined. And I'm sure every college basketball team in the country was watching them last year saying, oh, I can't wait to get that kid on our team. But we were very fortunate to keep them, and we have high expectations for them individually and for our team this season.
There are obviously two big returners coming back. Last year, you didn't get to play with Reese Dixon Waters, obviously suffered the injury early in the season. He comes back in this season. I mean, how much of a big add is bringing back Reese Dixon Waters to this basketball team?
You know, Reese is a guy who's been through a lot, you know, from injuries, from, you know, sixth man of the year when he was playing at USC, to having a really good start his first year with us. And unfortunately, he was hurt last year, but he's going to be a guy we can really lean on in those crucial moments, those tough times, and, you know, kind of just be the kind of just the steady force for our team, especially offensively. The way he can score the ball is something that we really missed last year. You know, a guy that can find a way to get a basket that didn't necessarily have to come out of the offense. He can create his own offense, and we even got to see it the other night. You know, our offense was struggling, and then Reese started getting going, and then before you know it, we shot 58% in the second half, and a lot of that had to do with Reese and how he plays, and we're excited to have him back this year.
And got it some freshmen, too. You got a handful of freshmen that have been added to this roster to make it a full, complete roster. One of them in particular, LZ Harrington, getting some preseason accolades. For a lot of Aztec fans that haven't been able to see him play yet, what's he like as a player? What should Aztec fans expect to see when they get to see him at Viejas Arena?
Yeah, we're excited. We're lucky to have LZ. You know, he's one of the hardest workers on our team already. He just has a feel for the game of basketball that's hard to teach. You know, he does a lot of things that you go and recruit because you can't really teach it. And his impact on the game will be on both ends of the floor. He can play off a ball screen. He can score. He has great size about him. He's got a great motor. So defensively, he'll help us on that end as well. And so we're excited about LZ. LZ's going to be a big time player for us.
Let's talk about the schedule a little bit. I mean, obviously you're playing the Toreros tomorrow, an exhibition game. A handful of opponents at Viejas Arena that are good, you know, testers. But then got the Player Ears Festival to get things going. I mean, how important is it for you guys to have that Player's Ear Festival, but also schedule an opponent like Arizona, get some of those Power Four opponents on this schedule to really test you guys out early in the season?
Yeah, that to me has been a staple of Coach Dutcher as a head coach is, his ability to schedule and create a hard non-conference schedule that hopefully sets you up for success down the road in March. And, our conference is hard enough, but if we can give ourselves a few non-conference opportunities for those big, staple wins, last year we had the big win against Creighton and Houston in Vegas that you look up at the end of the year and, everybody wants to play in March Madness, and that kind of was our ticket in. To be honest with you, into the tournament last year. So, yeah, we're excited about our non-conference schedule. It's always going to be challenging. And like I had mentioned earlier, we got this big bullseye on our back, and that's something we take a lot of pride in, is that people, when they see San Diego State on their schedule, it's a notoriety game. It's something that guys want to say they beat San Diego State, and so we're ready for that challenge.
Last thing I kind of want to ask you, David, about this is, now you got three Division I programs in the city of San Diego, in the county of San Diego. It's a pretty unique experience here in town. And, you guys have obviously led the way, USD trying to battle their way back in as a program. UCSD made the tournament for the first time. How cool is it to have three Division I programs all competing in college basketball in different conferences here, right here in the backyard? And does it make it easier for, maybe non-conference scheduling in the future?
It might, but to me, it's one of those things. We just got to handle our own business, congratulations UCSD on their season last year. And I know Coach Lavin's working really hard over there at USD. And to me, this is the greatest city in the world. And so very lucky to be here, work here, and have three, competitive college basketball teams in this town. But we also know how we kind of carry our flag around this. And we are the program that everyone's aspiring to be.
David, I appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow. Obviously, an exhibition. Work some things out, and we're all excited to watch you guys tip off for real next Tuesday.
Appreciate that, and go Aztec.
David Velazquez, assistant basketball coach of San Diego State, here joining us on the Brayden Suprenant Show, and as mentioned by Go Aztecs in the chat, love his energy on the sidelines. I mean, he has done a tremendous job as assistant head coach, and this is, this program and what it was built with Steve Fisher and Brian Dutcher and David Velazquez being a part of it for 24 seasons, and the passing of the torch that has been going on and the continuity around the coaching staff is a big reason why this team has had success year in and year out, and they should have another great season in 2025-2026. Again, they will play tomorrow against USD at Viejas Arena. That will be a 7 o'clock start. Free San Diego State fight song t-shirts for the first 1,000 Aztec students to tomorrow's exhibition game against USD. USDToreros.com will have the broadcast. I will be on said broadcast with Jack Cronin tomorrow. So if you want to listen to Aztecs basketball, you can listen to it at USDToreros.com. I think we're the only ones broadcasting the exhibition game tomorrow. So be sure to tune in to that. Big thanks to David Velasquez for joining us. When we come back, a new face on the Mesa, friendly face on the Mesa, familiar face back on the Mesa in baseball. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, standing as number one sports station, 97 through the fan. Let's.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Talk about the new face, familiar face on the campus of San Diego State. He actually will be joining He'll be joining Gwynn and Chris today. I got to go back to see exactly what time. 2:40. The new familiar face back on campus at the Mesa. Aztecs legend Steven Strasburg officially returning to Aztecs baseball in a meaningful way. Former MLB star and 2019 World Series MVP has accepted a position as a special assistant to new head coach Kevin Vance, furthering his deep connection to the university where his baseball journey first took off. Quote from Strasburg, "This place is near and dear to my heart. My parents are alumni. I'm an alumni. It feels like I was pitching out there at Tony Gwynn Stadium just yesterday." In his new role as a special assistant, Strasburg will contribute across several fronts, mentoring and developing pitchers, advising players on growth and preparation, assisting with fundraising and alumni relations, supporting special events and community outreach. Head coach Kevin Vance emphasized the impact of Strasburg's presence and what it will bring to the program, calling him, quote, arguably the best pitcher in college baseball history, but highlighting that his true value lies in his passion for the Aztecs, San Diego State, and commitment to Tony Gwynn's legacy. Quote from Vance, "Steven didn't arrive on the Mesa as the individual we know today. He earned it through hard work, competing in a great culture and program built by Tony Gwynn. He wants to help give our players the same opportunity and environment to grow." I love this move. I think it would have been a long time coming. I heard last year that Strasburg wanted to get involved with last coaching regime for the Aztecs baseball program, and that was kind of a pain. Strasburg was coaching at Santa Fe Christian last year as an advisory role, and now he gets to return to his alma mater, a place that really molded him into the pitcher that he is today. And he says that before. A kid from West Hills, went to West Hills High School, And you could read the story of, you know, what he was at West Hills High School and what he turned into under the tutelage of Tony Gwynn in college that led him to be one of the best college baseball pitchers ever, which led him to be one of the best baseball pitchers during his time in the pros. And what was a winning of a World Series with the Nationals. And now back home helping San Diego State baseball, a program that could really use a lot of help. And I think a program that is stepping in the right direction. I mean, I've talked about this as somebody that gets to broadcast games for USD Baseball, which is run by another Aztec alumni in Brock Ungerich, who also played under Tony Gwynn. We went a couple of times to San Diego State and saw what the baseball program had turned into. I mean, and again, it's like you see it from afar, but the facilities at Tony Gwynn Stadium was run, they've been run down. I'm glad that they finally made some upgrades to the stadium. They got a new video board not too long ago. They improved the fence, thank God. And I don't know if they finally cleaned out Tony Gwynn's video equipment, but I remember the first time I was there to broadcast the game, all of his video equipment was in the press box that they haven't used in a long time, just collecting dust. It looked like Jurassic Park. It looked like the remnants of Jurassic Park in Jurassic Park 2. That's what it looked like in there. I love the hire of Vance. Kevin Vance, who I'm pretty sure is also a local product. Yeah, he was. Two-way prep star at Torrey Pines High School. Back home in his hometown. Great that the Aztecs hired him to run this program. And now that they got Steven Strasburg back, it's a step in the right direction for Aztecs baseball that has been relatively non-existent in the last handful of years. USD baseball has been really good. UCSD baseball becoming D1 has gotten off to a good start. In fact, they've already won the Big West at least once. And San Diego State, for a city that is really good at baseball and has a lot of good baseball players, taking a really good step in the right direction. I love what San Diego State baseball did in the transfer portal. I like what they did in recruiting. I love the Kevin Vance hire. And now adding Steven Strasburg to the staff, it's gonna hopefully put the program back in the right direction for San Diego State. And two Aztec baseball alumni who all are employed by the station that will do the show after us, we'll have Steven Strasburg on at 2:40. Tony Gwynn Jr. and Chris Ello. Two Aztec baseball alumni excited to bring Steven Strasburg on the show today at 2:40. I can't wait to hear that interview later on this afternoon. It's going to be good. But I think this is a really good step in the right direction. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Derek in La Mesa. You're on the Brayton Soprano Show. What's going on, Derek?
What's going on, guys? A quick Aztec baseball take and then just a quick college football take. You know, I don't want to rain on Vance, man. I don't know the guy. But you know, Braden, for years I've been banging the drum for Rusty Filter. And little known fact, as Strasburg climbed into the position where he was drafted number one overall, it was Rusty Filter as a pitching coach at San Diego State who developed that guy. He took the kid from West Hills that, I'm not going to lie, he wasn't very good. I mean, he was okay. He threw really hard and had terrible control and was lazy. Rusty Filter developed that guy, and they spoke regularly throughout Strasburg's career. So that's why I'm always banging the Rusty Filter drum. I think it's great that Strassi's back in the program. The same thing would have happened with Filter. I wish Vance, you know, the best, but, you know, Rusty being a personal friend of mine, I mean, this is his dream job. And he's up there at Santa Clara doing a great job competing against Stanford. I mean, he'll leave it if it's right. And San Diego State just hasn't made it right for him yet. So I hope that happens in the future. But best of luck to Vance. If you're listening, brother, get it. You, Strassi, that's great. Aztec baseball. They need to get to a College World Series for crybones. What are we doing at San Diego State where we can't?
We need somebody, Derek, out of any of the schools here in town to get out of a regional. I mean, just a super regional would be nice at this point.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, and real quick, you know, as the resident Oregon Duck fan, brother, that game against Wisconsin on Saturday, bro, that scared me a little bit. Ooh, that was not good. Wisconsin's a bad football team, a really bad football team. And Oregon, I say, even though their defense was dominant, they escaped with a 14-point victory against Wisconsin. A little chink in the armor there, brother.
A little worried about Iowa this week?
Nah, Iowa can't score. And Oregon's defense is really good. But, you know, the game is at Iowa, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, tough place to play. And I love their tradition where they have the children's hospital. Like, that's amazing. It's very emotional. I had a kid in the NICU 22 years ago, and that was scary. So that's really awesome. Yeah, not worried about Iowa. I mean, hopefully Iowa can score, you know.
They do a better job, Derek, of scoring on defense than they do on offense. So, you know, hopefully Oregon's offense doesn't turn the ball over. They might have to make some tackles.
Yeah, 100%. I'll tell you what, Dante Moore against Indiana threw a couple of balls directly into people's face masks. Got picked off. Hopefully they clean that up. Hey, you guys have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Derek. College football stuff. I wanted to get more into that coaching. I mean, the coaching stuff with college football is crazy to me. By the way, did you see Greg Sankey, Frank, the SEC commissioner?
Yeah, I have that on. I already have that for the sports thread tomorrow.
Tell the NCAA, hey, man, we should probably not do this.
Yeah, we're probably...
What are we doing?
We should probably back off on this a little bit.
Should probably not do this. I want to go back to that real quick on the... All of these SEC schools that just think that they all can win at the same time. It's so funny to me. A&M's one of those schools. Alabama's one of those schools. Georgia's one of those schools. I don't think Ole Miss is one of those schools. They've been good recently with Lane. Texas is one of those schools. Tennessee thinks they're one of those schools. Oklahoma, Florida, LSU. I mean, the only one... It's funny to me. It's like... All these SEC schools are going through coaches like nobody's business. Kentucky's in last place. They're 0-5 and 2-5, and Mark Stoops has had a job for an eternity. That's a basketball program in the SEC. I mean, anything that they get out of football is just like house money. I don't think this whole college football coaching carousel is sustainable, Frank. I don't know what people think they're going to get with their unrealistic expectations.
Have you seen the report of how much money is owed to fired college football coaches this year?
Yeah, isn't it like almost like...
$167 million.
For them to just not do anything anymore.
That is...
Just to go away.
Guaranteed money that is owed to college football coaches that were fired.
I'm not a big Brian Kelly fan. I think he's fake. We've talked about this. But the whole concept of a bunch of boosters in a suite raising money as the game is going on against Texas A&M to get rid of the coach is the most wild thing I've ever heard. Most wild thing I've ever heard. This entire college football coaching carousel we're about to go through during the offseason is going to be crazy. I mean, think about this for a second. Like all the jobs that are open in college football right now. All of the jobs. And those jobs are going to get filled by other coaches, and then they're going to create more. I mean, this is going to be a mass shift. And if you're Sean Lewis, right, he has to take any of those jobs that come calling. Just on the sense that if he doesn't win in 2 years, he's almost going to get $50 million to go away. It's almost foolish not to. I mean, Wisconsin, you would think Wisconsin's going to keep their head coach? Another year of being awful. Who's their head coach? Fickle? Is that his name? The old Cincinnati guy?
Oh, I have no idea.
The Wisconsin head coach.
I have no idea.
I want to say it's Luke Fickle, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go look again on the deal. But I mean, he took the job at Wisconsin. They've been awful since they took over the job. Since he took the job. He's got to get paid because they're going to get rid of him. They're in last place. I mean, Wisconsin football is terrible. The unrealistic, yeah, it's Luke Fickle. The unrealistic expectations that some of these schools have. And here's the other thing, too, which I love. I kind of love this. These big conferences loaded up their conferences with more teams that are really good that all think they're like the best ever. And it's guaranteeing them that they're not all going to finish with these phenomenal records, and they're just imploding on itself, all for money. It's kind of hilarious. That's why they want to consistently change the college football playoff to make all the gambling that they've done in terms of loading up their conference for a big TV contract to work out for them. This is going to be a crazy coaching carousel. Hilarious. Hilarious. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. When we come back, we got to get to our midday sports standoff. 1 o'clock hour, we'll dive into some NFL. We'll go back to some baseball talk as well. If you want to join and try to take me down to some sports trivia, here's your opportunity. If you give us a call right now and you take me down to some sports trivia, you would be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Give us a call. We will take on the midday sports standoff when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, standing on Sports Station 97 through the Fan. What day is it today? Is it Tuesday today? Yeah, all day.
At least that's the rumor I heard.
You know what's jacking me up this week? We play Thursday.
Ah, short week. That's right.
Play Thursday. Some of us jumped on it early and understood that Friday was Halloween and decided to move the game to Thursday.
So yeah, the little jerks got to get their candy. That's...
Oh, is that what it is? Or the fact that you know that like your gates on Friday are going to suck?
No, it's the jerks need the candy.
I can't imagine high school football gates on Friday being good.
No, they're going to be horrific.
Right? I mean, and this is the last week where you get to keep most of the gate. After this, it's playoffs, and the CIF gets to keep most of the gate. There have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6. There's 16 games on Thursday. 32 schools jumped the gun. Are like, we're going to play Thursday this week. Everybody else is still playing on Friday. Julian, though, smart. Game's at 3:30. Now it's 8-man football. They don't have lights. But you know what? Smart. They're playing at 3:30.
Olympian, not smart. They're playing Hilltop on Friday.
It's at Hilltop, though.
At Hilltop.
I don't know if that's a home team decision or not. Probably is. You got to go? Let me know how it goes. Not my week to watch them.
8-1, baby.
They've had a great year.
They've been incredible.
The Olympian
this
Eagles
year.
Have had a great year. The Discovery Bowl's on Friday. That's a 7:15 start. At San Marcos High School. Rivalry game. Go trick-or-treating with your kids, then go to the game. I will say this. Like, what time does trick-or-treating like usually end? Like, it starts at sunset, which is around 6.
If I know.
You're pretty much shutting things down around 8:30, 9 o'clock, right? That's a good question to ask people. What time are you shutting down? What time are you, like, turning the lights off or, like, we're done for the night, giving out candy? 8:30? I mean, people that, like, kids that go trick or treating are before high school age. Those kids, when, like, are not, but it is a Friday night. They might be out late trying to find the king size candy bars.
When do you turn the lights off for trick or treaters? When I'm running low on the candy I like.
That's why you keep that part, and you're the bleep that hands out Almond Joys.
No, I'm allergic to Almond Joys. I'm not going to give out something that's going to kill me.
Wouldn't you want to get rid of the things that would kill you?
Why would I buy it?
Why would you keep? Well, it comes in the variety pack, dude.
Why would I buy a variety? You can see what's in the variety pack. I'm not going to buy a variety pack with Almond Joys and Mounds and stuff like that.
Let's see who's in, what's in the variety. There's usually good candy mixed with bad candy because they got to get rid of the bad candy.
What
somehow
insane psychopath would put a variety bag with Mounds and Almond Joys in with like Hershey's?
Well, it depends on the product.
You're not good. No one's buying that.
People do, man. You got the Kirkland favorites that come with some of those, I think. Yeah, here's a pack. Yeah, it's the Hershey's assorted candy. Kit Kats, Hershey's, Reese's, and Almond Joys. You're not buying that pack?
I'm dead on I'm dead on half of it.
That's so like no. Most of those. That's the Hershey's pack. It probably comes with Almond Joys.
Probably three quarters of it, depending upon what Hershey's are in there.
They're just regular Hershey's candy.
Well, if that's the case, I'm dead on half of it.
You might as well hand out the candy that you can't eat. What other packs are there? If you give out circus peanuts, your house deserves to be TP'd. Just straight up. Straight up. Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
All right. Anyway, so that's the... there's a ton of games on Friday night. A lot of teams got wind. I mean, the Thursday game is the play. Especially with the referee shortages and stuff like that. Then you got to play some Thursday games once in a while. We'll volunteer to do the Thursday before Halloween. What is the worst candy you ever got trick-or-treating?
Adam Paul, why peanuts are so good is because I'm allergic to
peanuts.
He's
allergic to them. Don't kill him.
I'm allergic to peanuts and almonds and stuff like that.
We got good games on Thursday.
That's cool.
We got Ranch Mirada at Poway, rivalry game. Granite at Steele, good one. La Jolla at Madison, not a bad game. Torrey LCC, they play for a surfboard, Frank. Did you know that?
That's cool.
Torrey Pines in La Costa Canyon, Thursday at 7:15. Surfboard. I think LCC takes the surfboard.
Go surfing?
I wonder if they've actually surfed with that surfboard. Like, if you're the head... Like Sean Sovacool and Scott Ashby. Like, those are the two head coaches at Torrey and LCC. You have to surf with the board, right?
I would have to think.
Come on. You got to surf with the board. I bet you Sovacool's done it before. I bet you he has.
That's cool.
I'm just saying. I think they got to be able to. If you win the rivalry trophy and it's a surfboard, you got to surf with it. Do you not?
See, this is why you got to build a school next to the beach.
There's a lot of those.
Find us on the beach. Play for a surfboard, and the winning team immediately just goes running on the beach with the surfboard.
At 9 or 10 o'clock at night in October. Yeah, that sounds great.
Exactly.
I love going into the ocean at night.
Well, you got lights. You could...
Still, you kidding me? I'm not afraid of a lot of things. Being in the ocean at night sounds...
Make it an afternoon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Game terrifying. Then. What do you want?
Play at 3:30, like
start
Julian.
The game at 3 o'clock. Yeah. What? Like, come on.
Oceanside El Camino rivalry
trying to have
game.
We're trying to have some fun.
Thursday.
Here.
Oceanside El Camino. Carlsbad Del Norte Thursday game. It's a lot of good Thursday games. Cathedral UC, Valhalla Santana.
And let's be honest. Most high school kids aren't going surfing. Most high school football players aren't going surfing. So you're going to go in the water. You're going to stand on the board. You're going to bust your butt one time, and then that's it. So there you go.
This is San Diego, dude. The high school football players do surf. There's probably a decent amount that probably surf.
I didn't know many. I didn't know any, as a matter of fact.
Vista RBV, another good game. I'm curious what Jim Bowden knows that we don't. Are the Padres winning the Powerball? He said projected. He said like teams that are interested, that teams that they fit.
Yeah, he does that every year.
Escondido San Pasqual is another good rivalry. A lot of good rivalry games this week. Those are all the Thursday games in high school football. All right. I want to dive into the, speaking of the whatever it's called, free agency. Mm-hmm. This is something that I think is going to interest. Maybe we're making it a bigger deal than it is. Okay. Maybe we're making a bigger deal of it than it is. But how you manage signings in this offseason when it comes to the collective bargaining agreement being expiring at the end of the 2026 season from a player standpoint and from a ownership standpoint, most likely general manager standpoint. Let me ask this question. Let's say you're a free agent in baseball. You're Michael King, you're Dylan Cease, you're Ryan O'Hearn, you're Luis Arraez. Does it make sense at all for anybody to sign a one-year contract?
No.
Knowing that 2027?
Absolutely not.
Is going to get shut down at some point in time?
Mm-mm.
How about the factor of a potential salary cap or salary floor being put into place? I would imagine if they decided to do that, if they are able to convince the players or give them enough and something else to get that deal done on a salary cap, salary floor in Major League Baseball, that, and that's a major if, but if that happens, I would imagine that everybody that's currently under contract is going to be grandfathered in, right? You're not
going to tell them,
you're not getting this money now anymore.
Yeah, no.
Or now all of a sudden, the Padres can't spend any money because they're over the cap and they got to start cutting guys. I can't imagine they're going to make, especially for a team like the Dodgers, they're not going to make them just like shed payroll all the time. So from a player's perspective, if you're a player that's in his 30s and you want that big contract, shouldn't you like try to get that as quickly as possible?
Yeah, get it now. Because there's a likely chance that you're not going to be getting it again. You're not going to get that opportunity again.
No. But here's the other thing. Let's say you're Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso ended up signing for a one-year deal this year, right?
No, it was,
it was an opt-out.
It was a two-year with an option.
Still, it's a small deal because he didn't get what he wanted during last year's deal. He wants a big contract. He's 30 years old. Did he already opted out, right?
Yeah,
he didn't take the option.
He opted out night of.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a free agent, right? Last year he had to do this because he waited until he tried to wait for the deal and then he overplayed his hand, and in spring training he ended up having to go back to the Mets and sign this one one-year deal, two-year deal with the player, one-year deal with the player option.
Yeah, he went to Boris and said, whatever you have to do, get me back to New York.
So you cannot, you can't do that if you're a big player this year. If you overplay your hand early in the offseason and you don't get to until the spring, all these teams know that you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that contract anymore. The one thing you can't do is sign for a 1 or 2 year deal and then not get the money on the next round through. Like, I'm watching this Alex Bregman situation. He wants a big deal. With the new CBA coming in, is he going to be able to do that? If he doesn't get the $40 million a year that he was getting with the Red Sox? I mean, it's an interesting way to go about this. And if you're a Major League Baseball team, you're like, why am I going to give this guy a gigantic contract right now when I could just wait and then all of a sudden all these prices might come down a little bit? We'll talk more about that as we get to the 1 o'clock hour of the Braden Soprenich Show. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenich Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.